Hi everyone, I am Tanvi.
This is Pal.
And this is Yashu.
And we welcome you all to the next episode of Bio Without Boundaries podcast.
On today's episode, we will be talking to Dr. Amit Chauhan from Christ University, Bangalore. His specialization is in criminology administration, forensic physics, statistics, research methodology, fingerprinting, and forensic engineering.
Would you please introduce yourself and the field of your specialization in forensic sciences?
Hello everyone. My name is Dr. Amit Chauhan and I am an assistant professor and coordinator of forensic science in Department of Life Science, Christ University, Bangalore, Karnataka, India. In context of my qualification, I received my MSc in Forensic Science from Amity University, Noida, India, MA in Criminology and Police Administration from Madurai Kamaraj University, Madurai, Tamil Nadu. I completed 1 year post-graduation diploma in Forensic Science from Delhi University, and along with that, I completed 1 year post-graduation diploma in Advanced Forensic Science Research and Training. I have been appointed as a doping control officer in Commonwealth Games. I am a certified doping control officer from World Anti-Doping Agency, Canada, and National Anti-Doping Agency, Delhi. I have received several trainings in forensic science laboratories, police academies, and the organization of Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India. I have been an assistant professor in Amity Institute of Forensic Sciences, Amity University, for 6 years. My main research field is focused on dermatographics, advancement in technology and innovation, forensic engineering, forensic audio-video examination, and the research and development of technologies. I have delivered lectures in several universities, including University of Toronto, Hirosaki University, Philadelphia Police Department, and several other universities. I have visited more than 21 countries for my research and lectures. I have organized more than 3 international conferences and have participated in more than 53 international conferences. I have published 117 international publications in reputed journals, Scopus, Web of Science, Thomson Reuters, and other various publishing houses. I am actively involved in the international collaboration and always positively look forward to get it.
That is really interesting, sir. And as you said that you have specialized in the criminology administration, so can you please elaborate on it also and also tell us about what you do in it?
As I am specialized in criminology, so in criminology basically we deals with the crime, the criminal and the criminology. We work on the various theories that deals with the behavior of criminal and the factors responsible for crime, mainly the personal factors or environmental factors or any sociological, physiological or any other emerging cause of crime that can play a vital role or considered. Along with that, in this criminology, we deals with juvenile delinquent, female crime, the crime that is committed against the female, the causes, nature, and the theoretical perspective or the correctional process of that. In criminology itself, we deal with the several types of organized crime, occupational, that is also known as white collar crime, the professional, political, and other various crime. In nowadays, our focus is on youth and crime. How the youth is tending towards the commitment or towards the crime. What are the characteristics of it? Whether is there any genesis of youth crime? What is their theoretical explanation? So all these are understood and studied under youth and crime. Then what are the legal sections? What kind of punishment changes in any punitive philosophy or humanitarian theory of punishment? Then we also deal with the prisons and the probation and parole. Along with this, in criminology and police administration, we also study about the duties, responsibilities of the police officer, the organization, their functioning, limitation. All these things are dealt in criminology.
Oh, I definitely did not know there are so many branches that you can study in crime. Can you also please elaborate on forensic physics and engineering as you did for criminology administration?
In forensic physics, mainly we deal with the physical form of evidences that includes the soil, glass, hair, fiber, paint, cement, concrete, and another physical form of evidences. Along with this, in forensic physics, we also deal with speaker identification and recognition. Nowadays, the speaker identification and recognition has a vast scope and opportunities in forensic field that are mainly dealt in the cases of ransom calls, in case of blackmailing, disguise, and another voice messages. Or suppose so many sting operations are being done. In those cases, the perpetrator, the suspect, they deny that it is not our voice. We were not involved in that. So along with the audio and video, it is established whether the person was involved in the particular crime or not. Whether there is any direct involvement or not, or simply he or she has been tracked in that. So in forensic engineering, if we are talking about another perspective, so in forensic engineering, we deal with the industrial accident, we deal with the industrial structural failure, vehicle accident, we deal with the natural disaster, intellectual properties, we deal with the human injuries, and these are actually being done by the insurance companies. So the students, those who are looking to complete their graduation or post-graduation with a specialization of forensic physics or engineering, they have a bright future in private organizations as well.
As you said that it deals with speaker identification and recognition, I believe that audio-video examination is an important aspect of such investigations. So could you please tell us more about it?
Yeah, as we discussed that nowadays the audio or video evidences are recorded. Everybody, whoever is using the digital source of media, they used to record the calls, they're used to record the conversation, or if in case you will give a look, then everywhere you will find the CCTV cameras that are installed for the security purpose. So in those cases, the examination process becomes an important aspect. Similar like the fingerprint of an individual, the voice of each and every individual is also unique, it is permanent. You cannot disguise. Even the mimicry artist, you have seen whenever they mimic the voice of any artist, it seems that it is quite similar. But whenever we go for the detailed examination, then it is always found that no, they are nearby that, but they cannot exactly mimic the voice of the particular individual. So similar like the fingerprint in voice examination, we have the class characteristics, or that is known as the normal or basic characteristics of speech, and the individual characteristics. So if we are talking about the basic or normal characteristics of a speech, we have more than 27 types of normal basic characteristics of speech, and along with them we have around 12 individual characteristics that help to conclude the identity of an individual from the recorded voice or the recorded video.
That is really fascinating, sir. But I'm sure in all this, there will be a lot of legalities in all the forensic science investigations. So can you also tell us, how does that affect the investigation process?
If we are talking about the legalities in forensic science, so, and you said, how does it affect the investigation? Actually, everywhere we have a protocol, we have a standard that should be followed during an investigation. Either it is a crimes investigation of it, or if it is a concern about the analysis or examination. So if the samples has been forwarded to the forensic science laboratories, and obviously there are already pending cases that are lined up, so you have to wait for that. If in case the case is sensitive and the investigating officer is looking to get the conclusion or to get analyze the samples before the time, so in those cases the investigating officer should brought or should hand over the evidences along with the document that should be prepared by either the honorary judge or the highest police officer of that particular district area or that. If in case it is about Delhi, then DCP is the concerned person. If in case it is about another area, then SSP, senior superintendent of police, can give the authorization letter, and based on that the analysis can be done. If it is about the effect, how does it affect the investigation, so hardly that's matter. You know, some other samples will be delayed, but if in case it has been recommended, then the analysis will be done by a proper way. Nobody will do it hurriedly without, you know, proper attention, without following any protocol. Everything will be followed in a similar way. So if we are talking about the legalities, so it doesn't put much impact on it.
Certainly, that would be very helpful for anyone listening wanting to go into the forensic science field. On that note, forensic science is a very interesting and growing field in India. So can you please touch upon the career options in forensic science and its growth in India?
Yes, obviously. When we completed our MSc, hardly there were very few opportunities for the students of MSc Forensic Science or Forensic Science. But nowadays, if you will see that the central government has started to open the vacancies for forensic students, various state governments, including the police department, let me give you an example, Delhi Police, Maharashtra Police, Haryana Police, Karnataka Police, Tamil Nadu Police, everywhere the police department has started to open the vacancies for forensic experts separately. We are in demand. Along with that, the food industries, quality analysts, the pharmaceutical company, drug designing, these are the industries that actually acquire or hire the forensic expert. Even along with this, a forensic person, the student who has completed his or her post-graduation or higher education, they can start their own freelance service as well. Along with this, if in case they wanted to work with any organization, so several, you know, recognized or well-established organizations such as KPMG, then Dell, HCL, so these industries, even the banks as well, so many legal firms, they have started to hire the forensic experts, the students, as a fraud investigating officer, legal advisor, investigation in forensic, cyber security. So all these things, if you are talking about it, then in comparison of earlier, you know, last 10 years or 5 years, now everywhere you have the forensic vacancies, the opportunities, and I'll say that the golden time period for the forensic students has started.
Thank you for telling our listeners about the scope of forensic science in various fields such as food industries and pharmaceutical companies. Even I didn't know that forensic sciences have such varied applications. Furthermore, what advice would you give to students who want to pursue forensic science as a career? Like which undergraduate course fits the best and some measures and precautions one should keep in mind.
If we are talking about the students who want to pursue forensic as their career, so I have a suggestion that you should complete your BSc with life science, chemistry, botany, geology, physics, whatever do you want to acquire, whatever do you want to get, you just go for that. Because that is your base. If base will be strong, then 100% will be the building will be stronger. That's why. So my personal suggestion is those who wanted to go or wanted to pursue forensic science as their career, they should complete their graduation with honors or life science subject or physics, mathematics, whatever do they want to do, engineering. If in case anybody wanted to go for cyber security, they should complete their BTech with computer engineering, because they will have the knowledge and obviously they will be the best person. Wherever they will be eligible, the eligibility criteria, you will find that the person should have a graduation degree with life science subjects, or if in case it is about the data analyst or cyber security, the eligibility criteria is BSc with computer science or in any other stream that is related to it. So my personal suggestion is that the student should complete their graduation with life science, chemistry, botany, geology, physics, math, statistics, engineering, computer engineering, whatever do they want to choose. And then the post-graduation should be done in forensic. They will have the best opportunity. Why is it so? They will be expert in analysis. They will have a lot of experience on instrumentation. And in forensic, what do we do? Simply, it is an application of scientific methods and techniques that is used for the analysis of examination.
Thank you so much, sir. That really helped me differentiate between the courses that I would want to pursue. And lastly, sir, any advice you would want to give to our listeners about forensic sciences?
In the last, I would like to advise the students, those who are either pursuing or they are interested to pursue their career in forensic science, that you should have patience and stay positive, because positivity is compulsory. Don't think negative, and I can assure you that in forensic science you have the best future. You have the best time, and in upcoming time you will get it everywhere, in every field of forensic, every field of investigation, or every organization, industry, wherever you will go, everywhere it is demanded. Even if in case you have any issue, any problem, I guarantee you that, okay, right now I'm here in Christ University Forensic Department. You come here for MSc, and I assure you that I'll provide you 100% placement with the higher skills, the opportunities, and obviously whenever you will leave this place, you will have the job opportunity or offer letter in your hand. So here, we nurture the students, those who are either done their MSc or BSc in forensic or whatever they want to do. So simply, we provide them full support, the cooperation to get settled and to get a best future in their life.
I am sure that this will be really helpful for our listeners. Your experience will certainly help them with their exploring their passion and planning out the next steps towards their future. We wish you all the very best for your future, and once again, thank you for being here.
And also thank you to all our listeners for tuning in today. We'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye and stay safe.
Stay tuned for more podcasts.